I'm now being joined on the KRDO News Hotline by Jim Ryan, who's calling in live from Tokyo, Japan, the site of the Summer Olympics. Good afternoon, Jim. Or should I say,
hey Justin, how are you?
Good morning over in Tokyo.
Yeah, it's breakfast time here, and you're right. It's time for coffee as opposed to whatever you might be drinking after hours there. But and the time changes are real. It's an issue, I think, not just for the reporter types, but also for the athletes. They're trying to readjust their bodies now. They're finely tuned bodies that they brought here from around the world to compete. So the time change is certainly something they'll have to deal with.
Yes. And today was the opening ceremony for the Olympics, and it was a little bit different this year, Jim.
It really was. On the face of it, it looked a lot like previous opening ceremonies. You had the fireworks. You had the athletes in a procession coming into the stadium and waving to a crowd. But this time, there really was no crowd. 950 people in a 68,000-seat arena there to see these athletes come in. Even the contingents of athletes were smaller than they were in years past. The whole point is to maintain some social distancing. And, of course, everyone was wearing a mask. This is going to be known as the COVID Games in the future, I suspect, Justin, because everything seems to reflect what's going on outside the Olympic bubble. And it's the pandemic that's happening across Japan and around the world.
What's the reception from the residents of Tokyo and the citizens of Japan about these games?
Well, I mean, you know, the individual people I've run into are marvelous people and very accommodating and welcoming to the country here. But you do have protests and demonstrations going on. People who are demanding that the games not be held at all because of the threat that they pose of becoming a super spreader event. The polls that have been done by the newspapers here in Japan have shown that most Japanese did not want the games to be held here specifically for that reason. Some, though, I mean, are talking about financial issues related to Japan. It's an expensive proposition, Justin. And so, you know, beyond the health concerns, there is this financial concern as well.
Mm-hmm. The lighting of the torch, was it a surprise to see Naomi Osaka lighting the torch this morning? Well, I say this morning here in the States, but I guess
last night
over there.
Well, yeah, people were wondering, and were like, who's going to be, you don't know until the ceremony itself, who's going to be lighting the torch, or lighting the cauldron. And so people were mulling it over, who might it be? But then as soon as you saw Naomi Osaka there with the torch and approaching the cauldron, it made sense.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, why not? One of the faces of the Japanese athletic world, why shouldn't she be it? I mean, she's here with the host country, and so I think she was a natural choice to do that and did the job that that officially opens these games.
Yes. For the first weekend of the games, what are some of the big events we should be looking for?
Yeah, we'll finally get into the meat of the matter here. We've had some preliminary events going into this, including soccer. The women didn't do so well. They lost to Sweden. They hope to get back on their feet throughout the competition this weekend. But you'll have 3-on-3 basketball, which is new to the games this year. That'll be fun to watch.
Yes.
Some of the more traditional games, though, the events of archery, and you've got badminton. There are a couple of American brothers who are playing, and it'll be fun to watch. Baseball, softball is back this year, Justin, for the first time since 2008. The Japanese are huge baseball fans. They had the opportunity to bring back a game if they wanted to, and they brought back baseball and softball. We'll have beach volleyball and boxing, and the list just goes on and on. The more traditional sports that you really don't pay attention to except during the events, including equestrian and fencing.
Yeah. Well, Jim, thank you for joining us. Enjoy your morning and the rest of your day over in Tokyo, and we will speak with you again on Monday.
All right. Thanks, Justin.